worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Thanks for joining us today. We have a lot of stuff going on, as always. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I had the privilege of praying for everybody this morning, so that was wonderful. That was great. Weather here is great, about 67 degrees. Haven't seen any chemtrails in a few weeks, which has really been kind of nice. I guess they're too busy manipulating the weather in other parts of the country to be messing with us right now, so I'm real happy about that. But I want to start with talking about the Catholic Church, primarily the Pope right now. I don't know what's up with this guy. I mean, this is the same guy who was involved in Argentina with the killing of thousands of his own parishioners, and they absolutely hate him down in Buenos Aires. But I want to talk about him. In fact, I want to pull up, there's an article I just pulled up, and it says, the globalist Pope Francis now calls for a new supranational authority that would rule countries and enforce United Nations goals. I mean, who is this guy? Why does he think he can talk like this? Pope Francis made a strong push for globalism on Thursday, calling for a supranational, legally constituted body to enforce the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and implement climate change policies, as if he's some expert on that. This guy's like a spokesperson for the New World Order and for the destruction of Christianity, starting with his own Catholicism. I mean, I don't really know what to say about this guy. I've got a friend of mine. His name is Tom, and he's a Catholic, and he is so frustrated with this Pope and wants him removed, along with a lot of other Catholics. The Pope also now has put together the Catholic-Muslim Interfaith Council created by Pope Francis. It announces new Chrislam headquarters opening in 2022 that combines a mosque and a church, according to a signed covenant with the Pope. Well, that's now kind of opposite of what Christianity stands for, but now he wants to tie these two religions together. Oh, why is that happening? Because they want a one-world religion, and this is how it begins. They basically tie it together and start saying how nice the Quran is. In fact, the Pope proudly says that the Quran is a book of peace because Islam is a non-violent religion. Now, I don't know if somebody dropped this boy on his head or if he's got a bunch of money put in a Swiss account somewhere. I don't understand what the heck his deal is. But the reality is he's got some screws loose. And he's trying to do one world religions, one world governments, one world everything. It kind of sounds like he's trying to usher in the coming of the Antichrist, which will be under a new world leader, a new world group, basically going to control us. And it's kind of crazy to me when I stop and think about it. And then we've got this other girl who's like another David Hogg. Her name is Greta Thunberg. And her allies are filing climate complaint against five countries, but they don't include China. This is Swedish teen climate alarmist Greta Thunberg and 15 other children filed a complaint with the United Nations on Monday, accusing five countries of inaction on combating so-called climate change. She lists these countries as Argentina, Brazil, France, and Germany, which is ridiculous because they're almost completely off of fossil fuels, and Turkey, failing to fulfill their obligations to act against climate change. But she completely ignores China, which is the number one polluter in the world, with approximately 30% of all pollution coming out of China. She ignores them. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. This is an angry young teen with a big mouth, and she's pretty ugly, too, on top of everything else. But I shouldn't have said that, sorry. But the reality is that she reminds me of Greta Hogg, Austin. In other words, why in the world does a teen from Sweden suddenly make Breitbart News, suddenly make all the news channels, suddenly gets put out on AP Wire? You got some big mouth teenager basically running her mouth and getting all types of international coverage with millions and millions and millions of views and listeners. And you think to yourself, who's promoting this? Well, what they're doing is they're programming the minds and the hearts of the children. That's what this is all about, guys. This is all what it's about. They're basically coming in and they're changing the teenagers to make them do this. You know, she says to the world leaders of the United Nations, "How dare you?" I mean, I've never had a chance to speak to the United Nations. How in the heck does a little teenage brat get to go over there and talk to the United Nations? And how can she make it international news after she does this? I mean, we've got to think through who's leading this and who's basically allowing this to go on. I mean, even Cardinal, this is from Newsmax, the Cardinal is now urging prayer crusade against the Papal Synod. Hey, Roman Cardinal and Bishop are sounding alarms over serious theological errors and heresies in the working document for next month's special assembly of the Synod of Bishops in Rome. The two leaders, Cardinal Raymond Burke and Bishop Antonio Schneider, are urging Catholics to fast and pray for the rejection of the controversial provisions in this document, according to Edward Penton, the National Catholic Register of Rome correspondent. You know, as if the Catholic Church didn't already have enough problems with selling indulgences 500 years ago or getting out of hell-free cards to build cathedrals, and with Martin Luther basically causing the Protestant Reformation, and basically now their priests deciding they want to be a bunch of pedophiles. Now we've got them calling for a new world order. Why? Because the same group that has infiltrated the Catholic Church with all the pedophile priests and all this New Age teaching and all of this crazy stuff is also the same group that put that Pope into power. He's the same guy, remember, who worked in Argentina against his own people. It's all an orchestrated effort to take down the world religions one at a time, including the promotion of a lot of these TV evangelists who are absolutely nuts. In fact, right now, Austin, the world is coming against all of Christianity. I mean, God is now taking a beating on television. This is an article by Brett Bozzle and Tim Graham. And now these Hollywood groups have these huge atavistic hatreds towards Jesus Christ, are putting out all kinds of sacrilegious stuff against God and against Jesus Christ and against Christianity. Here's the article. It's a fallacy to suggest that a news media business trumps politics. CNN's and NBC dismal ratings are in direct proportion to their deliberate decision to embrace far-left anti-Trumpism. The same holds true for commercialized Hollywood. In this case, it's not just anti-Trump that excites. The hatred is deeper. Hollywood is committed to levels of anti-Christian bigotry never seen before in its industry. There is no discernible market demand for it, but it believes Christianity must be insulted at every opportunity. On September the 9th, HBO began a new season of The Deuce, a series about the porn industry in 1970s and 1980s, in which during a porn exchange with a girl having sex, the girl starts to pray the Lord's Prayer. Right in the middle of this. I mean, they showed this on TV. HBO is now airing a special series called The Righteous Gemstones about a family led by a megachurch preacher, Eli Gemstone. The Christian belief family lives to fight while launching obscenities. And as HBO believes, it's typical within these types of families. In the first episode, the F word was dropped 41 times in this Christian group, and the Lord's name was taken in vain 28 times, according to the Media Research Center. Gemstone's eldest son, Jesse Gemstone, also a pastor, well, he has another dilemma. He's being blackmailed for being caught on camera at a scandalous party featuring lots of cocaine and nudity. He was attending the Prayer Power Convention because that's what one does at a Prayer Power Convention. They're actually putting this stuff on TV, guys, and they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy every remaining semblance of peace and order through Christianity. Remember, I told you guys this. They have said in Hollywood they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ. They hate him, and they're doing everything they can to destroy Christianity, destroy the Christian family. This is all part of the Frankfurt School run amok 70, 80, 100 years later. This is what we have now. If we had seen stuff like this on TV 50 years ago, there would have been massive protests and millions of people going to Washington, D.C. to say, no, we're not going to do this. You're not going to put this filth on the air. But it doesn't make any difference. Little by little, like you said the other day, Austin, they've cooked us and cooked us and cooked us and cooked us until now they're berating everything Christian, everything that has anything to do with God. Why? Because they know, and I'm going to tell you guys this. This is so important. They know that Christians, when we pray, because of the scalar waves that we put out and the energy fields that we create, because of our faith, and because of our covenant with the Most High God, that we can expose them and we can literally change the fabric of space-time. The other religions can't do that. So they're doing everything they possibly can to take us back to Genesis chapter 6, where everything was evil all of the time. We talked and we read about that yesterday on the show. This is their goal, to bring in their kingdom of Lucifer. They're using the Pope. They're using the world leaders. They're using a bunch of these corrupt TV evangelists. They're using the media, everything they possibly can, to do everything they possibly can to be disparaging about our God and our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is who these guys are. And the problem is, again, I will not see one show on TV, not one pastor in a pulpit that if I watch TV on Sunday, discuss what I just talked about here. They won't talk about what they're doing on HBO or what the atavistic hatred of Hollywood is towards Christianity. Why is that? I'm telling you, we're going to get a little bit weird here for a second, but I'm just going to tell you what it is. Hollywood is controlled by the Jewish interests in Hollywood. The vast majority of these Jewish folks that are in Hollywood are secular Jews. A lot of them are Sabbatean Kabbalists. It's all controlled by the Rothschild Banking Cartel, which is the synagogue of Satan, which basically is a group of people who claim to be Jews, and they are not according to the Word of God, is what it says in the book of Revelation. And they're hiding behind anti-Semitism to avoid criticism. Now, I've never been that clear about that before. This is what they do. They pretend like they're Jews, but they are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. And because they're the ones who built up the Anti-Defamation League and all these other organizations that attack you when you say what I just said, this is the group that is running the world through their black arts. This is a death cult that runs the planet. These are the guys who are the Shabbatists. These are the ones who want to bring it in a new world order through the rebuilding of the temple and the bringing of their Antichrist. This is who they are. It's a death cult. They want to bring in the book of Revelation and kill a huge swath of the population. This is the same group that killed Jesus Christ. It's the same group that worshiped Nimrod and Baal and Asherah and all the Old Testament gods. It's the same group. It is the synagogue of Satan. It is the Luciferians that are doing this. And they're hiding behind, quote-unquote, being Jews, so you can't criticize who they are. And if you say anything about who they are, then now you're an automatic anti-Semite, when 90% of the Jews aren't in agreement with any of this stuff. They hate this stuff as much as we do. This is the problem that we have, that you can't talk about this stuff. Oh, and heaven forbid, now they just came out with a new video. Brad sent it to me the other day on, you know, on the promised land on Israel, and all the flowering valleys and all the beautiful things that we've helped pay with our tax dollars, because Israel is a communist state. Remember that. They're subsidized billions and billions of dollars a year by the United States government. And they don't talk about the Palestinian issue. They don't talk about Israel being the number one homosexual destination in the world. They don't talk about the 17 gay marches through Israel already they've had, with hundreds of thousands of people in attendance in the last one, promoting all types of obscenity. They don't talk about any of that stuff. And this was already featured. This movie was featured already in thousands, I think 8,000 different churches. It was played in the churches as part of this Zionist brainwashing of America. And I'm going to talk about this in depth tonight on Jeff Rentz's show. I thought I'd just give you a little bit of a heads up there. And a lot of you guys are sitting there, I can't believe he's talking about this openly like this. Guys, I've been very clear about how I believe about all of this stuff. And we need to understand that all of this stuff is being brought to us by the Luciferians, the guys who basically talk to these entities and these other things in these other dimensions to get their information and power from them. We've talked about the human sacrifice and the sexual assaults and all the things they do in their doggone meetings they have. This is all. This is the same guys who ran Jeffrey Epstein and his blackmail ring. Same group of people. And guys, we're in their clutches. And if we don't talk about it, what they're doing, this death cult that runs this planet, who also run through the Rothschild banking cartel, we're not going to have any resolution on any of this. We've got to expose these people for who they are. Austin, what do you think?
Absolutely. And to go back to what you were talking about earlier, I watched part of the video with the little girl from the UN who was running her mouth, and I can only watch about a minute of it because it was just so embarrassing, honestly, to even fathom the fact that the United Nations has reached to such a pathetic low that they're willing to stoop down to 16-year-olds, 15-year-old high schoolers who absolutely have no understanding on real-world politics, no understanding on really anything relating to reality, especially these kids, and they gave them a national platform to basically run their mouth and push the agenda for the United Nations.
International.
You can't even come up with propaganda that good. Honestly, I mean, how do you even come up with that good of propaganda? I mean, they're pulling this stuff back from the Third Reich. I mean, even more. They're expanding on even further. I mean, this is incredible to me to see something at this level. But what it shows you, and this is what it shows you, is that they absolutely have nothing left to pull. The last ditch effort is to start pulling 15 and 16 year old kids out of these schools to try to get them to pull on the heartstrings of America by getting this little 16 year old girl up there crying, making everybody believe that we have to completely and totally change it. If she's going to get up there and talk about this, why don't she talk about this? Why doesn't she talk about the Nikola Tesla technology that's been suppressed? Why don't she start talking about as far as the ability to pull power right out of thin air? Why don't you start talking about that?
China.
So yeah, why don't you start talking about the non-scrubbers in China on these giant smokestacks they have? China being the most pollutive country in the entire world, yet I don't see any regulations or sanctions put on them due to their pollution. None. They're so pollutive, when they had the Olympics come to their country, they had to ban vehicle usage for like a week up until the doggone Olympics. Couldn't even start a vehicle. Had to take bicycles everywhere to try to get the smog to dissipate to some reasonable extent so you could actually see further than 100 feet in front of you when everybody came in for the Olympics. That's how bad it is over there. Yeah, they don't talk about that. They tell us that we need to be driving around in Priuses, and we need to be getting rid of all of our vehicles, and we don't need to fly anywhere. We need to travel on trains only, like that idiot Cortez. We need to build a train track from the United States to Hawaii. That's the most efficient thing to do. I'm like, okay. Let's talk to some engineers about that and see how effective that's going to be with a long train. So, again, it just goes back to what we're seeing now and the same concept that Hitler pronounced on. Give me the youth and I'll give you the country. He came in now and basically showed them, if you can control the younger generation, if you can brainwash them enough, if you can twist their ideology far enough, you can eventually completely control that country. And we see that being done firsthand as well with the police state, even down here in Florida. Orlando, Florida, last week, in the land of the supposed free, throwing a temper tantrum is now a crime, even for a six-year-old girl. Marilyn Kirkland, who has a six-year-old granddaughter at the Lucius and Emma Nixon Elementary Charter School in Orlando, had her six-year-old granddaughter arrested for pitching a temper tantrum and kicking another child. Orange County, Orlando PD officers arrived on the scene. The tiny little girl was handcuffed, thrown in the back of a police cruiser, hauled off to a juvenile detention center where she was booked into jail. She was fingerprinted and had a mugshot taken. Exactly how anyone involved in this process thought this acceptable is a mystery. And I'm going to repeat, she was a six-year-old girl. This is first grade. This is 3 feet tall. This is running around, jumping on the monkey, you know, the monkey bars in the merry-go-round. This is 6 years old, just learning how to actually put together proper sentences. This is 6 years old, handcuffed, thrown in the back of a cop car, not only detained, taken to the detention center, handcuffed, fingerprinted, mugshot, and thrown in basically a private cell until her grandmother could get there. After being booked in the system, she was charged with battery, and Kirkland, the grandmother, was told she could come pick up her daughter. After news of the incident broke out, the officer involved, Officer Dennis Turner, was actually suspended without pay. Surprise, surprise. Surprised they did that. However, it'd be revealed that he arrested an 8-year-old boy the week before at another school, and no one said anything to challenge him, because the boy basically pitched a temper tantrum. He was arrested, handcuffed, hauled to the juvenile detention center, fingerprinted, and mugshotted, and nobody said anything about it. It was just business as usual. But this 6-year-old girl, apparently the Kirkland, the grandma, had a bunch of friends as well, and they raised Cain on the police department. According to Orlando Sentinel, the officers arresting children under 12 years old, if an officer arrests a child under 12 years old, he must receive written approval from the watch commander at the school along with the principal, which is department policy. Turner failed to do so both times. Cain comes on later that Turner, the officer in 1998, was actually charged with child abuse. 2016, he was reprimanded and suspended for using excessive force after stunning a man 5 times with a taser during arrest. And again, this is not just the only incidences we see about this happening with children being arrested. This happens all the time. It just rarely gets any national news. Last week, TFTP reported on a similar disturbing incident out of San Antonio in which a 7-year-old boy with autism was handcuffed and dragged from school for throwing a temper tantrum. There was another incident back in September 2014 where a 9-year-old boy was basically arrested and handcuffed for a similar incident. And you can go on and on and on with these incidents, but, you know, we were talking about a 14-year-old boy in that incident. Like, 14-year-old boy, I've seen some 14-year-olds mature pretty fast. I mean, for some extent, I'm not justifying that, but a 6-year-old girl, guys, a 6-year-old girl, you're telling me that no matter what is happening, you can't control a 6-year-old girl, and you basically, the only option is to arrest her, handcuff her, and not just do that. Say she completely, I mean, flipped out, had some mental meltdown in school. Okay. You need to detain her. You need to make sure she doesn't hurt anybody. She doesn't grab something sharp. Okay, I'll maybe justify that. handcuff her, put her in with the principal's office, and call her grandmother and wait till her grandmother gets there. But taking her to jail and handcuffing her, fingerprinting her, mugshotting her, and charging her with battery at 6 years old, apparently now the charges have been dropped after this officer is found to be completely out of line. But again, this is exactly what Dad just talked about. They're getting the children conditioned to this type of behavior. They're getting the children to understand, you do not do anything that we do not allow you to do, or you are arrested on the spot. It doesn't matter if you're a two-year-old. If you do something we tell you not to do, you are arrested and detained and charged. This is what they're drilling into the younger children. This is why I've said for so many years now, these school systems, all they are is communist indoctrination facilities now. They're to indoctrinate the younger children. You don't ask questions. You don't disobey. You only follow orders. You don't speak until spoken to. And that is the mantra that they teach them. And then they're throwing in their unbelievably sadistic ideology now, where they're telling these children, oh, you know, if you're a five-year-old and you want to be a girl and you're a boy, you can do that. That's okay to do that. Guys, it's so, these children are so young. They're so innocent. They have no idea about the real world at all. They don't understand about any of this. And so to put this pollution into their brain is full-blown child abuse. It's psychological child abuse, in my opinion. And that's exactly what we see going on. And also, too, in other news down here in Florida, is Florida is just seems to know no bounds about going off a limb right now. Last week, Florida lawmakers sought the advice of some of Florida's top sheriffs in the counties of Florida. Now, it's ironic because I did not see Sheriff Grady Judd, our Polk County sheriff, on this roster. Primarily, I think the one was out of Dade, another one was out of Pasco, another one was out of Jacksonville. So what it did was a bunch of these hardcore leftist Democrats and a few Republicans up in Tallahassee met with a couple of the top sheriffs in Florida. And what they did was they went into a meeting to discuss what they can do to stop these mass shootings. Now, they said, they came out and said, we don't think background checks are going to make a difference. We don't think keeping guns away, basically, from law-abiding citizens or even maintaining a database of military-style weapons is even going to do much of anything either. Even outright banning these firearms isn't going to do anything. They said all this. Then they went on to say, "This, you guys are going to like this," and I called this out for years, and I talked about it in detail on the Hagman Show on Friday, and I didn't even know this had happened yet. Rather, the state's leading law enforcement officers offered an ambiguous but vague solution far removed from gun control. A first-of-its-kind effort to predict mass shooters before they attack. It would train police across the state how to recognize any type of threat. The new alert system would also require police, local governments, medical providers, and the public to share any information they could find about their fellow Floridians. A registry of types of assault weapons, for instance, was barely discussed in this meeting. Instead, they're asking for $24 million over the next 5 years to upgrade the entire Florida Sheriff Department's database agency record management system, plus $3.6 million next year for full pre-crime analytics software. That's on top of the cost to local and state police to train them on the program. Republicans in Congress have also championed this idea of threat assessments instead of gun legislation. Senator Mark Rubio in January has been pushing his federal red flag gun law that I've talked about that has not gone away yet, by the way. At its core, the system is the extension of the see something, say something on steroids. Lots of them. The campaign created after 9/11 required bystanders to know what they report to police or officers. This system basically is pending now, and they're discussing legislation on how to get this passed. I'm going to repeat that for a second. They want to spend $24 million over the next 5 years to upgrade the agency's record management system. What that means, basically, in plain terms, is they want to spend tens of millions of dollars to gather all the information that all of social media, that all of our network providers, that all of our bank systems have gathered on us over the last decade. All all the information that we warn you about to be careful with these third-party providers that they sell it to, this is where they're digging this information up from. They're having to pay for this information, by the way. This information is not free. However, majority of individuals in the United States now have an entire database built on them, whether it be through Alexa, whether it be through cell phone apps, whether it be through banks, whether it be through cell phone usage, it doesn't matter. All the information has been gathered and sold, and they want to buy it to update their records management system and spend another $3.6 million on pre-crime analytics software. This is exactly what I have been warning about. They are planning on coupling this system with the red flag gun law. That's why they're saying here, we don't care about further background checks. We don't even care about assault weapons bans. We already have a red flag gun law in place. Now all we need to do is build a pre-crime analytics software that bases every single person in the state into a pre-crime data unit. It's ironic because Lan and I watched Minority Report last night, back from the 90s with Tom Cruise. And, you know, it's got some a little bit of weird stuff in it, but overall the basis of what it showed in the 90s of what they were showing us they were planning on doing, that movie was so far out there in sci-fi back in 97, I think, when it came out, that people didn't even think that kind of stuff existed. Now we're here over 20 years later in 2019, and we truly have discussions of a real, full-blown pre-crime unit being instituted in the state of Florida now to be able to use that to arrest people, detain people, or at the very least, strip people of their Second Amendment rights based on the laws that are already in place, and they're now saying this is the most efficient way to stop mass shootings is pre-crime threat assessment, Dad. You can't even make this stuff up anymore.
Austin, you know, we talked about this. You talked about this. We went into detail about this months and months and months ago, and everything we warned everybody about is coming to pass. You know, we were the first people to start talking about the social credit scores that were being put into the United States. No one else talked about it. We talked about it months ago. And now it's everywhere. In fact, the H Newswire is talking about the BEAST system has already been built and is about to be implemented. It says the BEAST is built, but it appears President Trump will be a big part of the coming tribulation. What? Somebody else is even talking about it? It's a featured story. Trump administration considering a social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. The Antichrist system is in place and ready to be implemented. I mean, we talked about this. We were the first people that talked about what was going on with HARPA. And it says the proposed is part of an initiative to create a Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, HARPA, which would be located inside Health and Human Centered Services Department, reports Daily Caller. The new agency would have a separate budget, and the president would be responsible for appointing its director. I mean, this is just unbelievable. HARP would employ breakthrough technologies with highly specificity and sensitivity for early diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence, including Apple Watches, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. So in other words, you know, data collected from these devices can spy on private conversations, and they can monitor user behavior. I'm going to tell you what else they can do, too. They can also monitor heart rate. They can monitor blood pressure. They can monitor everything when they actually are attached to the body. You don't know what they're going to do. And they go, oh, my gosh, this guy's heart rate's going up. He's very, very mad. He's about to go into rage. And all of a sudden, let's go pick him up. I mean, Trump's doing this. For all of you Trumpers out there that really believe that Trump is, you know, the Messiah, you know, basically Cyrus the Great. I mean, it's just the other side of the coin. Oh, yeah, we already talked about that, too, which has already been done. Cyrus the Great on one side and Trump on the other side of the coin over there in the Middle East. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me that this is happening. Now, Donald Trump has been shown that he basically held military aid before calling on Ukrainian president, the official said. Now, all of a sudden, they're talking about impeaching him over this because of what it did as far as, you know, Joe's son. I mean, this is crazy. So Nancy Pelosi will meet with House Democrats today on impeachment as they reach a tipping point, despite Trump's insisting there would be nothing wrong with asking Ukraine's president for a Joe Biden corruption probe. Unbelievable. President of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will convene a Democratic caucus at 4 p.m. Tuesday to discuss whether to impeach Donald Trump. The move comes after reports that Trump encouraged Ukrainian officials to reopen inquiries into business dealings of the corrupt Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Biden forced out former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin as he was investigating an energy company called Burisma Holdings. You guys can read more of this online. But guys, this is who we have as president right now, and it's turned into a giant, giant mess. In fact, let's stop for one second. Let's talk about the globalist expansion on the surveillance state. Let's talk about this. This is crazy. Artificial intelligence technology is rapidly proliferating around the world. Startling developments keep emerging from the onset of deep fake news that blur the line between truth and falsehood to advance algorithms that can best beat the best players in the world in multiplayer poker. Business harness AI capabilities to improve analytical processing. City officials tap AI to monitor traffic and congestion and oversee smart energy metering, yet a growing number of states are deploying AI advanced surveillance tools to monitor, track, and surveil citizens to accomplish a wide range of policy objectives. This is exactly what we've talked about repeatedly with you guys as far as the AI hooking into the D-Wave computer to allowing Lucifer to run the entire planet. This is what they're doing, guys. This is what it all boils down to. Look at the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAllen, who was a Trump appointee. He is now declaring white nationalists are the new terrorist threat. Trump's appointee. I mean, this is unbelievable. The post-constitutional government system the U.S. was created in the United States in the wake of the post-constitutional system the U.S. government created in the wake of 9/11 to supposedly go after Muslims in far-off lands is now slated to be used aggressively on Americans. And I said this when it happened in 2001. I said, we're going to use this against American citizens. It won't be part of what's going on with globalists and terrorists around the world. It'll be against the United States citizens. Department of Homeland Security is finally officially recognizing white supremacist terror as a major national threat in the United States, a threat that is coming from the inside. Trump appointee, DHS Secretary Kevin McAllen, on Friday unveiled the department's new counterterrorism strategy, which for the first time places major emphasis on countering the real threat of white nationalism coming from inside the United States.
Jeez.
I mean, Trump put this guy in, guys. Wake up! Trump resisted calls to do just this in the past, but now his acting DHS Secretary, Kevin McAllen, is pushing through with it. McAllen is a diehard leftist, hardcore communist that Trump appointed, who made the splash in June by allegedly sabotaging a major planned ICE raid by leaking details to the press. Remember that big ICE raid was supposed to happen? This is the guy who leaked the details to the press. My question to you, Mr. Trump, all right, because I voted for you, and I think I have the right to question you on this. Why is he still head of the DHS secretary? Why is he still head of this after what he did with ICE? I mean, what the heck, man? Are you kidding me? What are you doing, Mr. President? Are you just trying to force communism in the United States? Are you trying to force white people to become the minority who are going to be attacked by the Department of Homeland Security because we speak our mind and we speak the truth? Oh, that's right. We're not supposed to talk the truth, are we? We're teaching the six-year-olds, if you don't shut your mouth and you decide you're going to pitch a fit, we're going to handcuff you, take you to jail, put you in juvenile detention, and charge you with a crime. You're 6 years old. You're still in a theta brainwave state. You don't even know what reality is yet. You just think you're in a dream, and yet now you find yourself in the back of a cop car locked up with handcuffs. How much is that little girl going to hate police the rest of her life? I mean hate. I'm talking hardcore H-A-T-E hate. All police, all authority figures, everything because of what they did. And she'll say it's the fascist police state. She'll probably turn into a hardcore communist and be a major protester. And when she's 9 years old, they'll do a David Hogg on her and put her on a platform in front of the United Nations. This is the kind of junk we're dealing with right now, guys. And Donald Trump isn't helping anything. He's making it worse. But yet, his rallies continue to sell out. He had over 50,000 in a rally the other night. Why is that happening? Why are so many people going? Because Donald Trump is giving false hope. You heard what I said. He's telling his base the same stuff he told them when he was running for president. But yet he's doing the exact opposite. Yet we, as Americans, we don't want to believe that because of normalcy bias. And that's why so many Americans want to believe in that nonsense that Q puts out and that nonsense that Donald Trump dribbles at his doggone conventions. It's all a psychop that they're doing that's being controlled by that black group of sorcerers that I talked about earlier, that death cult who runs Donald Trump, through the Rothschild banking cartel, and through the international banks who run the world as far as their Federal Reserve banks. It's all over the planet except for just a few countries that they're attacking now in unison. Guys, it's something that we need to understand who's doing this. These are the same guys who took that Building 7. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Yeah, and if you remember with this clown from DHS, I mean, he ended up reporting that to the New York Times, basically that Homeland Security was about to start detaining or arresting 2,000 illegal aliens. And then on top of that, Trump went out and tweeted it. If you remember, a couple days before it was going to happen, he basically tweeted that ICE agents were going to be starting mass deportation. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science in tactical mobility to understand you probably shouldn't put out on Twitter that you're planning on deporting thousands of individuals that are here in the country before you actually go out and arrest them. Not only does that put ICE agents at extreme risk because of how aggressive everybody's going to be because they got a heads up, it causes all the individuals you're going after that already know they're on a list because they're basically there illegally and they're criminals to spread out and dip out and go other places and go underground or go where they have to go. So that whole thing to me, and Dad and I talked about it in detail, and everybody, oh, they're going to start the mass deportation. You can look at the numbers. It's not even hard to pull up on there, the level of deportation. I mean, even in Obama's reign, at his top peak, I think it was 2012, they were over 400,000 deportations, I think, that year. And, I mean, then you start looking at last year, 2018, there were barely 250,000 deportations in the United States. So the numbers don't lie on what's going on, but seeing the fact that he's left this guy in Homeland Security is very troubling to me. I mean, very troubling to me. When you have a Homeland Security, the head of Homeland Security start coming out now and saying that basically white supremacy is the major terrorist threat in the United States and we need to start using our tactics that we have gathered and the ability to exterminate terror from 9/11, and we need to start using that against U.S. citizens based solely on their skin color. I mean, that's pretty rough. I mean, we even had backlash about that when we started discussing that with Muslims after 9/11. If you remember, there was a lot of the bigotry towards anybody that was basically Middle Eastern in the United States. And, you know, on most aspects of that, they weren't even American citizens, most of them that were having issues with law enforcement and Homeland Security that were being targeted. Most of them were basically, you know, and migrants that had come over here, which is still not right to target somebody because of their skin color, but if you know somebody has a religion that's diametrically opposed to your country's, you really have to question what their belief system is. But that's not even happening now. Now we're saying that that's not even an issue. Now we need to start looking at white supremacist terrorism, because essentially anybody that's white is potentially a white supremacist terrorist, and they need to be monitored, scrutinized, and if necessary, red flagged and have all of their rights stripped away from them based solely on the fact that Homeland Security interprets them to be a threat. Very, very strange times we're starting to live in now. Very strange times. Also, too, in other news, this won't change much of anything with ATF's ruling, but I'm glad to see they're at least getting some negative exposure in the courtroom. The last court filing last week, the ATF has now stated that they actually do not possess the authority to legislate the banning of bump fire stocks. The ATF also, though, are not arguing in court that they have the legal authority to even change the definition of machine gun. The ATF is merely claiming they are using the best interpretation of the statute. Sources close to the case on the plaintiff said they told their admittance from the ATF doesn't do much about anything except create headlines. However, the court filing is not the end of the case, and in all likelihood, it will not have a huge outcome on the effect of the overall case with ATF, primarily because ATF operates above the law. If anybody understands that, with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, they have no legitimate oversight. They are essentially a rogue element, and I'm not saying that sarcastically. They have no oversight. Congress really can't do anything to them. They've tried to bring things up before. Nobody, I think, in to my knowledge, nobody in the ATF has ever been indicted, not one single time, not from Ruby Ridge, not from Waco, not from nothing. They've never been indicted. They don't really have any type of oversight as far as people monitoring what they do. They can pretty much do whatever they want. And it's ironic now in court, they're blatantly saying that they technically don't even have the right, because when I brought this up, they didn't have the right to actually change the language of the 1934. Congress had to have changed that. And they also do not have the right to ban bump fire stocks. Trump essentially did that, and he gave them the green light to legally do so. But then on the other hand, too, he didn't even really have to, because who really ever challenges ATF? They're in court right now, and they're blatantly saying that they don't have the right to ban bump fire stocks, and they also aren't even talking about the legal authority to change the wording of the 1934 Act, but they're still saying, yeah, bump fire stocks are still illegal because we say so, and if you possess one, you're possessing an unregistered machine gun, and we're going to arrest you for and charge you for 10 years in prison for a felony. So it's ironic. Now, I just want to kind of bring this up, because if anybody's ever dealt with individuals in these agencies, you'll understand that they really do not have to abide by any set of standards, much less the Constitution. They can pretty much do whatever they want for the most part and get away with it, especially when the president gives them carte blanche green light to do whatever they want. Because believe me, they could not have done this without Trump really giving them the green light in the media. They could have tried to do so, but if Trump overrode them at that point, they actually would not have been able to do it, because they had no legal or constitutional guidelines or boundaries to be able to go in and rewrite law from 1934. ATF can't do that, but Trump gave them the go-ahead for them to go ahead and ban bump fire stocks. Very interesting situation. And also, two other good news. Two females in Texas have now saved themselves. Situation of a good girl with a gun. Two female managers at the Showboat Drive-In Theater in Hockley, Texas, last week were wrapping up their evening after a double feature in the drive-in movie when they heard noise downstairs. The women went downstairs and immediately discovered a man in a closet, pulled out a knife, but the man apparently was basically spooked after one of the girls drew her firearm. The man ran out after they told him to leave. Then they got ready to lock down the building again. They heard something else. A second man appeared with a mask on that came out of the closet, and he had a baseball bat on him. He apparently struck one of the individuals. The female pointed her weapon, discharged the weapon after she basically drew it from her side. She fired, striking the male. The male was confirmed deceased here, there, at the scene, and no one was seriously hurt. As far as the girls were not seriously hurt, only the individual that was the would-be robber or rapist was killed at the scene. And so, it shows you the fact that in most cases, if these girls were young. They weren't very big either. When I saw a photo of them, they weren't very big. If this guy would have started swinging a bat on them hard, and I mean cracked both of them upside the skull, more likely would have killed them. If not have killed them, would have knocked them out. Could have had his way with them, could have robbed them, could have burned the place down, could have done whatever he wanted, and there's not much they could have done. You know, a 100-pound girl going up against a full-size male with a baseball bat, it doesn't even matter if you're a girl. If you're a guy and you're going up against somebody with a baseball bat, that's a very difficult weapon to avoid unless you're very, very fast and you have very good hand-to-hand tactics. But again, it shows you why it's so important to have the ability to defend yourself. Or the firearm is a great mediator. I mean, it levels the playing field. It doesn't matter how big you are, how strong you are, how fast you are. If you get hit with a 45 ACP HydroShock round, it's going to put you down, even if it only hits you in basically an extremity. You're going to stop doing what you're doing, and you're more than likely going to try to do something else and get out of there, unless you're on some type of methamphetamines or crack. And even at that point, you need the ability to defend yourself even more if you have somebody coming to attack you, and you have to put them down essentially in a defensive manner. So again, I commend these girls. Glad she was carrying. Glad she had a concealed carry permit. Glad she had the ability to defend herself, Dad. Glad to see these girls made it out alive from the would-be baseball bat attacker.
Well, Austin, you know, it's so crazy to me because, you know, the media doesn't pick these stories up. You know, you don't see it on AP Wire. They're not going to promote any of this stuff because they won't do it because they're communists. They want us disarmed. And see, here's the problem. You know, you have somebody show up in your closet in your house and they're waiting for you to come home to whack you with a baseball bat, and you pull a .45 out on them, you know, they're going to have a problem if you're willing to use the gun. I remember John Moore told me one time, a friend of mine does a lot of talk shows, good man. He said that he's been a guest on our show before. We were talking about different types of ammo for a .45, you know, hollow points, you know, all these fragmenting rounds, everything else. And he goes, well, you really don't need that with a .45. And I said, what do you mean, John? He goes, that bullet has so much power, so much knockdown force that, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. It just takes care of it. Just regular full metal jacket. And I said, well, that's true. 45's a 45. And, you know, but we have to realize what's going on. You know, I've got a friend of mine, Steve, and he sent his son to basically Florida State University. And this son came back a radical leftist because he was programmed. I mean, you know, basically hating the United States. I mean, hating Republicans, hating the Constitution, hating everything. Can't even, you know, super, super liberal now. And we got to realize that this is what's happening. We're programming the youth. We're programming the youth to be leftists because the media is leftist and the media in Hollywood are leftists, and we're programming this. I just had a friend of mine, Donald. He just sent me a letter, and he said that he said he's sending his letter information about his net. Just got out of the Marine Corps basic training. He goes, he recently graduated from basic training the Marines. He's 18. His mother picked him up and brought him home on furlough. She has found him to have changed in his personality because he's been programmed. He went to church last Sunday where he grew up. He could not even sit in the service and had to leave after 5 to 10 minutes. He's now very nervous in a small crowd and paranoid. He told his mother, I can only trust my group and everyone else is a terrorist. Now, I'm going to repeat that. At 10 years old, and he says to his mother, I can only trust my group and everyone else is a terrorist. Who's he being programmed to go after? Well, now the Department of Homeland Security says the white people are terrorists. He's okay when he's at home, but this is very strange behavior for him, and he's worked for the shop cleaning before he left. I've not seen him since he returned. Hope to speak to him for more information. It would be seen that he's been brainwashed. And guys, that's exactly what boot camp does to you. Boot camp brainwashes you and makes you realize that, you know, they want you to believe that they're invincible and that you're not going to have any problems as far as anything happening to you in the military. And this is still what's happening in the United States. That's why 100 million people now, okay, have armed themselves, that are buying more ammo, buying more guns, because in the United States, we realize that another 100 million people have been brutally slaughtered by the political philosophy being pushed on America by the Democrats in 2019. We have to realize 100 million people were slaughtered last century and still being slaughtered all over the world because of the communist ideal that the Rothschild banking cartel, who funded the communist revolution, who basically has pushed this through Sabbatean Kabbalism on the people in the United States, are basically destroying us by this leftist agenda. And the vast majority of the Americans, Austin, are so unaware of history and what happened and what the real... Think about this for a second. I've told you guys this before. Who won World War II? Stalin did. He took half of Europe. Why in the world did Roosevelt, communist, say that Stalin could have half of Russia, half of Europe? Think about that. I mean, you know, Patton said, you know, we were fighting the wrong people. We need to rearm the German soldiers and send them against Russia and get rid of this. And, of course, he was promptly killed right after that, as Patton was. I still believe he was murdered. And you've got to realize, these guys, this unseen hand, they don't care who they kill, who they murder, or what they do to orchestrate world events. It's who they are and what they believe. And if you go back to what happened with Woodrow Wilson, and then the president following him, and the president following him, bringing in the Mellon Bank guy, who basically was the guy out of Pennsylvania who ran and owned the Mellon Bank, and basically was a hardcore supporter of the Rothschild banking cartel, and a Rothschild cutout Mellon was, that he basically pushed the Fed throughout the entire 20s, supposedly, to run the interest rates down lower and lower to cause the roaring 20s to hyperinflate the currency in the 20s, and then suddenly, he snatches the doggone interest rates back, and the Fed contracts the M1 money supply, and when they do it, it causes the Great Depression. And see, this is something we have to realize. And then Hoover, Ben Coolidge decided he wasn't going to run when he saw what was happening because he knew what was going on. And then Hoover basically was put out there as a scapegoat for the crash in 29. That's why Hoover's still one of the most hated presidents ever in the history of the United States. And then to bring us the savior, they brought us Roosevelt, the communist, whose money had come from the doggone opium trafficking in China. This is who these guys are. They constantly manipulate world events. Remember, when Coolidge was running and all the stuff that was going on after Wilson was president, I mean, they were going to bring Theodore Roosevelt back in, and suddenly he dies. You know, suddenly Theodore Roosevelt dies. And Harding comes in, and Harding basically, he dies in office, and then Coolidge is put in. All these guys manipulate. They manipulate and they kill people. You saw that one pope get killed a few years ago. He was in office for just a couple of weeks. And all of a sudden, he drops dead. And of course, there was no autopsy. There was none of that going on. I mean, this whole, because he started, he was going to expose what was going on in the Vatican and with the World Bank and what the Vatican was doing. All of this stuff is being orchestrated and basically brought to you by the same group of the people who put down Building 7. This is this black group, this black magic group, this death cult. They possibly can, and they have infiltrated the Protestant faith. They've infiltrated the Protestant faith to be able to be sitting in church and wanting to have the Book of Revelation open up, wanting to have the Antichrist show up. Because they told you you're getting a free e-ticket out of this world, you're going to go watch from the heavenly grandstands, and you want to bring in the man of perdition. Are you? What is wrong with you? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to sick this dude loose on the earth and kill a big bunch of the population just because you get to leave? I get to go on vacation. You got to stay here, ha ha. We're going to destroy the planet while I'm gone. What the heck? Are you kidding? Why do you believe stuff like that? We've got to do everything we possibly can to delay this. People say, well, the scripture is going to be fulfilled. That's right. But God will listen and he will hear. Remember, I read you this last week. When the children of Israel, when they left the Egyptian lands with the Pharaoh, and Moses was up on the mountain, they started having human sacrifices and orgies down on the bottom and worshiping the golden calf. And God said, I'm killing them all. I'm starting over again with you. And Moses said, please don't do this. And he reasoned with God. And God said, okay. He said he wasn't going to do it. Now, guys, think about this for a second. What kind of relationship do you have with God? You know, when you call God, does he pick up the telephone? That would be prayer. Can you feel his presence when you pray? He doesn't want a religion, guys. He wants a relationship. He wants you to call him daddy. He wants you to be able to say, hey, daddy, you know, I need help. But he doesn't want you to call him only when you need help. He wants you to talk to him every single day. The Bible says pray without ceasing. He wants to be in continual communion with you. He bought you at a price. He sacrificed his own son for you. I mean, he allowed it to happen to basically bring you back to him, to allow you to become part of him again, to be filled with his Holy Spirit, to allow you to be able, from a synergistic standpoint, synchronistic standpoint, to be part of the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. He did it through Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. What a price he paid. And guys, that's why he wants you to support him, and he wants to support you, and he wants a relationship with you. That's why it's so important to be a Christian and to understand what Christianity really is, and so many Christians don't nowadays. They think they can do whatever they want to do, act however they want to act, live however they want to live, and it's okay. It's not weird. It's not okay. It's like having an unruly child that never grows up and wants to go out and do dope every day and smoke pot every day and still come home and live in your house and say, you can't tell me what to do. No, that's not what this is about. This is about having a relationship with God and allowing him to lead you and direct you to the guidance of his Holy Spirit. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I got to pray for you today. It's like the highlight of my day. Praying for you in the mornings and doing this show is like the highlight of my day. I enjoy it so much because I know and I personally believe that I'm in the middle of God's perfect will. You guys are absolutely awesome. I love you, Austin. I'll do the write-up. Remember, I'll be on with Jeff Renz tonight. I will talk to you guys tonight on Jeff Renz's show. Austin, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll do the write-up. God bless you guys. I love you.
Absolutely. Jeff Renz's show will be wild tonight, as always. That's always a good show when Dad gets on there. And this is what, you know, we've continued, just kind of expanding on what Dad was saying here. This is why we keep doing what we do with the show. I mean, it's a lot of work running the show all the time. I mean, but I don't complain, neither does Dad. I mean, I enjoy doing it, too, from the aspect of if we can make a difference, if we can wake one person up and then two people up and then that person wakes another person up and another person up, we can really bring back this country the way it needs to be. But sitting by just idly on the couch, twiddling our thumbs, eating Pringles and Twinkies and saying, well, there's nothing I can do about it, so there's no reason to even try. I've never had that mindset. I've never had the mentality. I've never understood people that do. And I hear that from a lot of people nowadays. They say, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, the government already spies on us, and there's nothing we can do. And, you know, they already teach our kids about transgenderism in school, and they get their own, you know, pick the bathroom they want. It doesn't matter. I can't do anything about it. Well, sure you can. Sure you can. You can do anything. First, you can vote with your dollars. That's a concept that a lot of people don't understand. For some odd reason, I don't understand that whatsoever. I think the American population has gotten so complacent. We've become so lazy now in most cases that we're not even willing to make a sacrifice such as not buying a product from a certain person or not buying something from a certain store simply because we're so used to the convenience and we have to have it right now. So I tell you guys, I don't buy with Amazon. I don't have Prime with Amazon. I don't purchase from Amazon. I can't stand Amazon. I loathe Amazon. Not only is what they stand for, the concept of the full-blown retail online monopoly of what they're trying to achieve with the backing of the U.S. government through billions of dollars of contracts through the Department of Defense that they get, they turn around and treat their employees horrible. They're constantly doing stuff to them all the time as far as cutting benefits or cutting hours or horrible work conditions are horrible. I know multiple people that work for Amazon. It's a horrible, horrible work environment. I mean, I saw it again the other day. I think they said that they're cutting like 2,000 individuals' health benefits from Whole Foods now. A lot of the top people at Whole Foods now. Cutting all their work benefits now that Amazon's bought Whole Foods. This is what they do. That's why I don't shop at Whole Foods either. If you don't contribute your money to these companies, they can't function. And that's the concept that a lot of people fail to realize. They function, they thrive, they build revenue, they grow because you and I support them if we choose to do so. Don't support them with your dollars if they're diametrically opposed to what you do. Sometimes you don't always know what people stand for, their values behind the scenes, and I get that. Sometimes you may not know they're secretly about this or that, but heck, when they're blatantly militant about it, like how Starbucks is, completely anti-gun, anti-straight conservative Americans, anti-truth, anti-freedom, anti-life as far as abortion concerned, when they're completely and totally for all those things you're against, and I still see Christians and conservatives supporting Starbucks, it boggles my mind to no extent. So vote with your dollars. Make a difference. And that's the first thing you can do to start off. There's many more of other things we talk about all the time. But again, thank you for the continued support. The Magnesium Body Balm is on sale for the last day as product of the week. Be sure to vote for what you want to see win. It looks like the Cortisol Buster is running to the top of the list right now. It's actually winning. So if you want to ensure that wins, make sure you get on there and vote for Cortisol Buster. It's an incredibly good product. I always take it at night. Really helps relax me and calm me down, especially as wide open as I am all the time. So be sure to check it out at Health Masters. Lots of good specials going on. And the last day for the Hagman Report 5 coupon, I told you guys I got that all updated yesterday. HR5, 5% off all regular price products on the website at healthmasters.com. So be sure to take advantage of that right now for the last day. And again, we thank you guys. We appreciate you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay awake, stay prepared, and we'll talk to you again as always.